During a regular meeting of the Hopkins County Memorial Hospital Board Monday night, Hospital CEO Michael McAndrew gave the board an update on the negotiations for a partnership with Christus Health.
Also, just by way of kind of a partnership update, Jeff Potter and I spoke last week about really trying to get more focused. I think now that the ERD issue seems to be moving along in a good direction, we're going to try to bring some closure to the definitive agreement and to the lease documents. And so we're going to have some very specific phone calls. We've kind of done away with the all hands call, and we're going to have some specific phone calls. Really, part of it will be negotiating some of the language in the definitive agreement, and also the lease. We did have a gentleman come from, we may have already told you, but we had a gentleman come from VMG to do the fair market valuation. So that's in process. So I mean, everything's moving, but Jeff Potter and I also agreed that we probably will not be able to close everything on October 31st. So we haven't set a new date, but it's probably not going to happen by October 31st.
Have we discussed with them who's going to pay for the new operating room?
Oh no, that's the good news about the ERD thing, Joe Bob, is that the docs kind of came to us and said, look, we don't want to be the reason that this deal goes south, and we don't want to be the reason you have to spend $2 million. So we're going to look at kind of rearranging our practice so that we can meet the ethical and religious directives and you not have to do that. So we just put that on hold right now to see how this progresses with the physicians. Dr. Dowdy and Dr. Fielder both came and talked about that. So that's on hold. And I hope it stays on hold.
So what's our option? What are we looking at?
Well, what we're looking at is doing what a lot of other organizations and communities have done, and that is that patients will be told up front that in terms of planning, that if they choose to have their baby here, they just need to understand that the tubal ligation, if there is going to be one, will be done probably 6 weeks post-op or post-birth, and it will be done at the ambulatory surgery center. So Dr. Gallagher's been, unfortunately, he's not here tonight. He could tell you more about, he's had some conversations with the ambulatory surgery center people. Dr. Dowdy and Fielder seem to be on board with this, and they said they felt like Dr. Triss would be as well. So to me, that was a positive thing that it was kind of moving in that direction, because it takes a big burden off of the district.
KSST News.